It is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and the YWCA in Sonoma County has a few events planned to raise awareness, including tonight, kind of a dinner and a movie event, first starting at Mary's Pizza Shack, and then going over to the Summerfield Theaters, going to see a film called Power and Control. Joining us now in studio is Executive Officer of YWCA Sonoma County, Madeline O'Connell. Good morning, Madeline.
Good morning, Daniel. Thanks so much for having me today.
Pleasure having you, and especially in studio. First, let's start off by telling our audience what exactly YWCA does.
Sure, love to. You know, back in 1975, there were a group of concerned community members who were noticing that women and children were sleeping in their cars, and they wanted to get to the bottom of that and find out why. And one of the most prevailing reasons, Daniel, was that they were not safe in their own homes. They were dealing with violence behind closed doors in the place where you and I, I'm sure, agree we should be the most safe. And so YWCA Sonoma County was born, if you will. Since that time, we've grown over 40 years. We are the community's answer to the call for families in need of refuge from violence in their homes. We run the county's only crisis hotline. We answer it 24/7. We get thousands of calls a year from families in need and friends and neighbors. So I'd like to read that phone number for you, for your listeners. It's 546-1234, easy number to remember. And from there, we do have a shelter, a confidential location here in Sonoma County where we take families into our care. And we also run the county's only therapeutic preschool, Daniel. And that's a little unusual. It's a place where we give counseling to 3-, 4-, and 5-year-old kids who have experienced some pretty serious trauma in their early lives.
And for more information on the on your organization, it's ywcasc.org,
correct? You bet it is. Yeah, that's our website. Please visit us. You know, I'm so glad to be here in October, realizing that, of course, October is known for lots of things, particularly here in our community. We take this opportunity, and so grateful to be able to speak to your listeners today about the mission of YWCA. We are ending domestic violence in Sonoma County every day for lots of folks. And tonight, yeah, we're going to invite you to dinner and a movie. And
this has got to be one of your bigger benefits, then.
It is. You know, it's a bit of a fundraiser. I mean, we're accepting donations tonight, but really, this is an opportunity for us to help educate our community, Daniel. The movie Power and Control is about domestic violence in America. It follows the story of a young woman, a mom with kids, and it takes you through her journey, if you will, through understanding that the relationship. This is the complexity of domestic violence, Daniel, that the love and the injury is all intertwined. And organizations like the one featured in the movie, organizations like the one we have right here at home, YWCA, we're committed to helping families understand. And a big part of that is education. So we are inviting our community to join us tonight for the movie. First, we're going to have a little dinner at Mary's Pizza Shack. And boy, October has been just a busy, busy month for us. We have a calendar on our website, again, ywcasc.org. And we've been so excited to be supported by Willoughby's, and they're a local business here in Santa Rosa, also in Petaluma. But at their Santa Rosa store tonight, Thursday, they'll be giving us proceeds from wine tasting that they do. And then all month, they've been giving us proceeds from bar tabs that folks have when they visit Willoughby's. So it could be a really fun night for people in the community to come out and join us. I can tell you it's a very fun day for us today. We're giving an award to a store called Treasure House. I just want to give a shout out to Treasure House. They're on the corner of Airway and Industrial. They are an estate sale every day. And the proceeds from that store very generously go to support our shelter at YWCA. And today they'll be honored with an award, so I just wanted to give them a little shout out too.
Well, that's a very good thing to hear. After tonight's film, there are going to be experts on hand.
Yes, thank you for bringing that up. We'll have a panel of experts. And who are they? Well, we're going to have the lead manager of our domestic violence services. That's Jessica Provost. Decades of experience and commitment to advocacy for victims of domestic violence. Wendy Adams will be there, our extraordinarily talented preschool director. And she's there to look at the vision of the film in terms of the children and the impact on the children, as you you can well imagine. And I'm also so pleased to be joined by Cindy Berrios, and she runs our therapy program. YWCA has a robust therapy program. We're here for families and children, couples. We run support groups, and Cindy's in charge of all of that. And we're really happy to be joined tonight by Santa Rosa Police. Lovely officer, Sergeant Brenda Harrington will join us because there is a bit of a law enforcement component to the film also, Daniel. Mm-hmm. And we work closely with law enforcement, I have to tell you.
What's probably the most surprising thing that YWCA encounters when it comes to domestic violence?
Well, gosh, I think I've made it my personal mission to increase awareness, and I'm really glad you asked me that question. You know, I know that your listeners are probably wondering, well, how does the Me Too movement fit into what YWCA does? We know that YWCA is committed to empowering women, and certainly that movement has transformed our culture in so many ways. However, I want you to know that it's difficult to replicate the Me Too movement in which, you know, there are a number of accusers coming forward, perhaps in regard to one individual person. But remember that domestic violence is so complicated because it is really one victim in an isolated situation, an isolated relationship. And the Me Too movement has the strength of multiple accusers, if you will. And domestic violence victims really have to speak up alone. And it's really tricky, and it's tough stuff.
So that makes it harder for them.
It makes it very hard. You know, victims will call our crisis hotline, Daniel, maybe 6 or 7 times. And we're here for them without judgment. We are here for them with an open heart full of advocacy and resources and support. And again, no judgment. The reason they continue to call us, and perhaps maybe they will agree to come to one of our domestic violence support groups. Maybe that's the first way that they can learn about YWCA and what we do. Maybe they're not immediately ready for our shelter, but if and when that time comes, we're here for them. You know, it's 1 in 4 women. I just want to pause on that. 1 in 4 women will be affected by domestic violence in their lifetime, and it's 1 in 7 men. And, you know, I love statistics, but really, at the bottom, at the end of the day, it's a lot of people you and I both know. Mm-hmm. And I'm so grateful to have the opportunity to have your listeners here, that it's YWCA at 546-1234 that has the answers for families in need.
That's great to hear. And once again, you'll be at Mary's Pizza Shack tonight. What time does that start?
So join us at Mary's anytime today. It's also great to join us at Willoughby's. We have a special event happening at Willoughby's, too, beginning at 5 o'clock. Mary's, and then on to the movie. And just a quick shout out, YWCA, it would appear, does not rest. We are having a number of events in November. Really excited to be out at Ramekins on Sunday, November 4th, for an event that we call Safe and Warm. It is a gift card and a gently used coat drive, which is enormously meaningful for YWCA families. Mm-hmm. We're also doing a little event here in Santa Rosa at our administrative offices on 3rd Street. It's called Ladies Night of Shopping, and that's the Thursday before Thanksgiving. You can find out all kinds of details about our events on our website, ywcasc.org. And just a real quick plug for your Women's Expo. Thank you so much, KSRO, for honoring women and creating such a great event on Saturday. This will be our 2nd year. I believe we were part of your inaugural year last year, and it's such a wonderful event, and I keep hearing about it on the radio, and you have all these superstars showing up, and YWCA superstars will be there too. Can't wait.
Well, can't wait to see YWCA there as well this weekend at the Great Resort and Casino.
Thanks.
Madeline, thank you very much for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Madeline O'Connell with YWCA Sonoma County.